My name is Dawn Scribner, S-C-R-I-B-N-E-R, and I'm from Guilford, New Hampshire. First of all, I just want to say I am very frustrated by the way the meeting went today. A lot of the questions I thought were planted. I'll just say that. I'm sorry. That's how I feel. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm beating a dead horse once again. I'm sorry. I know your presentation is very nice and everything, but this is the third time that I've spoken before a panel regarding this project. I spoke against the project about 2 to 3 years ago in Franklin, New Hampshire. A lot has happened since that time. The only thing that hasn't changed is the fact that Northern Pass is still not listening to the Granite Staters. The people have spoken up and down the proposed route. The project as proposed is not acceptable. If the state really thinks that we need this project, then it needs to be buried along state corridors. This project will scar the New Hampshire landscape for future generations. The beauty of New Hampshire should not have to be compromised by this project. Again, as I mentioned before, I want to applaud my parents, Diane and Donald Bilodeau, who are here in the audience, and other people who have given conservation easements to protect their property. They gave their 25-acre parcel to the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests. Their piece of property is located on Route 145 in Clarksville, New Hampshire. It is at the top of a hill, and it has a beautiful, beautiful view. People stop by there constantly at the top of their driveway and take pictures. You can see into Vermont. You can see into Canada. If this project goes through, they are going to see towers on both sides because it's going to cross the road down below their piece of property. So that view is just going to be ruined. Other people have caved in and sold their property to Northern Pass so that they can put their tower lines up, which I think is a shame. But anyway, I think they were bullied into it, but who am I to say? The other thing I want to say is that this view will be impacted forever. It'll be a permanent scar, and I don't think it should go through. In summary, I don't believe this project is a benefit to New Hampshire. If it needs to be done, then it needs to be buried. So New Hampshire can get some benefit because, as we all know, most of the power from this project will all go to the southern states. So once again, I am asking you to listen to the people of New Hampshire. We will not be bullied into accepting this project unless you can come to some compromise and bury it the whole way. Thank you.
Thank you.